Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Mark Rivera. You may not know that name, but man, you know his music. He has been Billy Joel's saxophonist since 1982, as well as musical director for Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band. I mean, he shared the stage Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Elton John, Simon and Garfunkel, Foreigner, name somebody. He's one of the greatest saxophonists in history, and he's got a new book called Sideman, In Pursuit of the Next Gig. Mark Rivera joins us here in the National Defense. Mark, how you doing?
I'm very well. It's a pleasure to be on the show, and I got to say, God bless you and all those who are out there defending this great country. I'm honored to be on your radio station.
Thank you, man. You know, I know that a lot of bands, especially with Billy Joel and bands of that size, have done a lot to entertain the troops, and I want to thank you guys for that.
I appreciate that.
Hey, so this is incredible. You know, you look at your body of work, man, in terms of the people that you've played with. I mean, obviously, Billy Joel being one of the biggest, and yet you also are a husband of, what, 40 years? You've been married?
Yeah, coming on 40 years.
Me too. Me too. We in June, it'll be 40 years for us. But how do you...
They'll be mine.
Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, congratulations. How do you balance that? That's crazy.
I found the right woman. She doesn't allow me to get ahead of myself. When we played at the last play of Shea, the last night, the very closing of Shea Stadium was Paul McCartney.
Wow.
And Billy graciously gestured to Paul. In other words, I saw her standing there, and then we were going to close with Let It Be. And Billy gestured to Paul, no, you play piano. And it was incredible. First of all, the level of his respect for Paul. In other words, they played Shea, they closed Shea. And that next morning, my friends from Brooklyn, hey, man, you play with Paul McCartney. Hey, it must be great. Hey, I said, yeah. I got up the next morning and Sandra said, go empty the garbage and pick up a half a gallon of milk. So that's how you balance it.
That's right.
Really is the truth. Well, that's the truth, man. You know, you can't look. The biggest problem that people have is getting ahead of themselves. And if you're going to believe all the great press, you damn well better start reading some of the bad press. Because
yeah.
We've all got it.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, I'm humbled by the fact that I have these gigs. And people say, how could you be in pursuit of the next gig? It's the time throughout, there was a period of time for about 2 years, it was no work. And as much money as you can hope to hold on to, you still pay bills.
Yeah.
You still have, we have two sons. We put them through college. We now have a 6-year-old grandson. This is life.
Yeah.
This is life. And I'm proud of my scars. I'm allowed to say that.
And that just happens to be your job, right? I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
In Pursuit of the Next Gig, Sideman is the name of the new book from Mark Rivera. And so, Mark, the other question I have about, you know, whether it's session players or touring pros like yourself, how do you not get lost in the fact that sometimes people don't pay attention to the band, right? I mean, obviously, when it's a tight band, you appreciate all that and some great music. But the only other saxophonist that I can even name is I think it's Raphael Ravenscroft, who did Baker Street with Jerry Rafferty.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's iconic.
I mean, does that ever get in the way for you in terms of, okay, yeah, hey, by the way, I'm in the band too?
No, because I look, first of all, I'm in a band with Billy now for 41 years. 90% of the solos that I play have been done by someone else. And I respect that. It's an opportunity to play some of the greatest music that you'll ever hear.
Right.
And the idea of people saying, you replaced Richie. No, I didn't replace anybody. I'm now blessed to have the gig. And, I mean, look at Junior Walker play the solo on Urgent. I happen to play the ba-da-da-ba-da-da bits in between. But that's what got me that's what got me into Foreigner. That's how I got to sing all the backgrounds on Jukebox Hero and all those great, great albums. all the great songs.
Wow.
Because I did not phone anything in.
Right.
Same
right.
way, look, you deal with men and women who put it on the line every day.
Right.
You can't be in the military and not be prepared. You don't bring your B game to the front line.
Right. You better not.
Well, this is my point. This is why I'm very proud. I mean, I don't use the word proud that often, but I'm very proud of how I've put the time in. Forget the 10,000 hours, because that's like the tip of the iceberg.
Right. That's just starting out.
In reality, well, look, that's how you get there. But you know, if I make the analogy again with military, you trained, but the next moment is what you have to be prepared for. And it's, the song Sledgehammer.
Oh,
that
man.
Came about because I was playing some little crap hole in Manhattan, backing some woman in 1982 or 3. And I met this guy who was her boyfriend at the time. Said, "Hey, man, can I take your number?" "Sure." Fast forward 3 years. The guy calls me up and says, "Hey, by the way, I'm producing a record." I'm like, I hope it's not your girlfriend. Because as it turns out, he was the producer's rep for Danielle Lenoir, and they were producing the new Peter Gabriel record.
Wow.
And that came about because I didn't phone in the gig with his girlfriend.
Wow.
I played it like it meant a lot. And that's really it, preparedness and presence. I think the most important thing that we have to offer anyone, Randy, is our presence in the present moment. And that might sound like a little bit trippy.
No, you know what?
That's absolute truth.
That is absolute truth. And I love that. We're talking to Mark Rivera here in the National Defense, his new book, Sideman, In Pursuit of the Next Gig. So you brought up Foreigner. I saw Foreigner a few years ago. And I've seen on a bunch over the years, but I saw them perform only with guitars about 3 years ago,
uh-huh.
And it was the most amazing performance that I've ever seen. I mean, I was stunned. I thought, how can they do their songs with man? It was fantastic. I mean,
we had done an acoustic set back in the late '80s, if I remember right. Mick, Lou, myself, and Bobby Mayo,
wow.
And it was amazing. I mean, Bobby Mayo, rest in peace. Bobby Mayo was like one of the greatest. I won't even call him sideman because he's a frontman on his own. I'm sorry, there's a beep. I hope it's not interrupting you, but
no,
it's the band. Look, the thing that makes greatness is a song. The reason people are still listening to the Beatles, it will be in what is it like 8-10 months? It's going to be 60 years.
Wow.
I saw John, Paul, George, and Ringo on the Ed Sullivan Show. 60 years.
Wow.
That's not an accident, Randy.
Yeah.
Great. It's great songs, and a great song will be a great song forever.
Well, speaking of great songs, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, tell me about working with those guys.
Well, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Just, I think, in my opinion, between Billy Joel and Paul Simon, I work with the two greatest American songwriters.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Everyone talks about Elton. Well, Elton had Bernie, John had Paul.
Right.
As far as craftsmen and musical tunesmiths, excuse me, those are my favorite two. And Paul was incredibly gracious to my wife and myself. We had just gotten married when we were getting ready to go on the tour. He said, "Oh, you can't leave your wife." I said, "Well, what do you?" So he bought Sandra a round trip ticket, first class from New York to Nice to Switzerland and to Israel. That was the wedding gift.
I want to come to the Christmas party at your house, man. I cannot wait to read this book. It's called Sideman, In Pursuit of the Next Gig, Mark Rivera. Man, thanks for taking the time, Mark, and thanks for all the great music through the years.
Thank you, Randy, and God bless you and all those who defend this great country. I really mean that with all my heart and soul. Have a blessed holiday, brother.
You too, man. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.